with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump says tomorrow's meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin is a big meeting, but the one that follows that will be even more important with Volodymyr Zelensky and perhaps European leaders.
All I want to do is set the table for the next meeting, which should happen shortly. I'd like to see it happen very quickly, very shortly after this meeting. I'd like to see it actually happen maybe in Alaska where we just stay because it's so much easier. But I think that I think it's going to be very interesting. We're going to find out where everybody stands, and I'll know within the first 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 4 minutes, or 5 minutes, like we tend to find out whether or not we're going to have a good meeting or a bad meeting.
Russian President Putin praised Mr. Trump ahead of the meeting in Alaska. Mortgage rates ease again, correspondent Alex Vega reports.
Good news for home shoppers. Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage fell this week to 6.58%. That's the lowest level in nearly 10 months. Rates are falling as a September rate cut by the Federal Reserve appears more likely following weaker than expected July U.S. job data. With inflation still elevated, though, mortgage rates could climb again even if the Fed cuts rates. I'm Alex Vega.
Texas Democrats have moved closer to ending a nearly two-week walkout that has blocked the GOP's redrawing of U.S. House maps before the 2026 election. On Thursday, Democrats announced they will return if Texas Republicans end a special session and California releases its own redrawn map proposal. Both were expected to happen Friday. Texas Governor Greg Abbott still intends to push through new maps that would give the GOP five more winnable seats. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 11 points. This is SRN News. Another fracture in the worldwide Anglican Communion.
The Anglican Church in Nigeria has cut off relations with the Anglican Church in Wales over its elevation of a lesbian to the office of bishop. The denomination is teetering on the brink of a global schism over issues having to do with homosexuality. The church in the West has embraced gay ordination and is moving toward approval of same-sex marriage. The church in Africa and other parts of the world says it will not do that. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
New York Jets quarterback Justin Fields says his Christian faith is helping him cope with the criticisms that come with playing the most important position in football at the highest level. Fields, who is the projected starter for the Jets this season, says, "I'm really getting closer to God. I'm reading the Bible every day, and I wish I would have started earlier." Speaking at Jets training camp, Fields encouraged reporters to get into the Word themselves. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Well, stocks fell on Wall Street following a disappointing update on inflation, but gains for Amazon and other influential big tech companies helped to mask the losses, and the S&P 500 edged up less than 0.1%. The Dow and NASDAQ composite were little changed. The hotter-than-expected inflation report forced traders to second-guess the widespread consensus that the Federal Reserve will deliver relief next month by cutting interest rates. Treasury yields rose in the bond market. Tapestry, the company behind Coach, sank 15.7% after detailing how much profit it could lose from tariffs and duties. The Dow was down 11 points to close at 44,911. The NASDAQ lost 2 to 21,710. The S&P 500 was up 2 to 6,468. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com.